President Bush announced this morning that he is sending Secretary of State Colin Powell to the Middle East next week.
This is a conflict that can widen or an opportunity we can seize. And so I've decided to send Secretary of State Powell to the region next week to seek broad international support for the vision I've outlaid today. As a step in this process, he will work to implement United Nations Resolution 1402, an immediate and meaningful ceasefire, an end to terror and violence and incitement, withdrawal of Israeli troops from Palestinian cities, including Ramallah, implementation of the already agreed upon Tenet and Mitchell plans, which will lead to a political settlement.
President Bush, as he spoke this morning at the White House, joining us now, NPR diplomatic correspondent Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
The administration had in the past said it would send Mr. Powell or another top-level envoy to the Middle East when there was reason that the mission might accomplish something. So has something changed here?
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said this morning that what has changed or what changed the situation was the Palestinian massacre of Israelis last week during Passover. The massacre prompted the current Israeli military offensive into the Palestinian territories, which has brought the entire Middle East to the brink of a very, very severe crisis. Mm-hmm. Fleischer said the president has been consulting with various leaders, making phone calls, and resulting in the decision to send the secretary. The decision also was made, I should add, under increasing pressure both at home and abroad for more aggressive U.S. intervention to try to resolve the crisis.
And the president spoke for something like 20 minutes in the Rose Garden. What other important statements did he make?
Well, the president reiterated his belief, something that he has said consistently for months, that the Palestinians are very much to blame for what has been going on during the 18 months of the Palestinian Intifada, that they're to blame for much of the violence. Mm-hmm. He said that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has not consistently opposed terrorism. He said the current plight of the Palestinians is largely of Arafat's own making, and he accused him of a lack of leadership. But at the same time, the president also called on Israel for action, saying that he did so as a friend and out of concern for Israel's security.
America recognizes Israel's right to defend itself from terror. Yet to lay the foundations of future peace, I ask Israel to halt incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas and begin the withdrawal from those cities it has recently occupied.
Vicky, any other key points that we need to talk about?
Yes, the president talked quite a bit about the larger war on terrorism, and he said that he warned others in the region, other actors in the region, not to take advantage of the current crisis for their own ends, in other words, to stay out of it. And the president specifically mentioned Iran and Syria. And I think that today's decision to send the secretary back to the region also reflects a growing recognition by the Bush administration that the conflict in the Middle East is impeding any sort of U.S. actions against Iraq, for instance, or others in the region who also might be somehow sponsoring or harboring terrorists. And I think that Secretary Powell's trip is very much an outgrowth of that situation.
Once again, to recap, the president finishing speaking just moments ago at the Rose Garden at the White House, announcing that he will send Secretary of State Powell to the Middle East next week to try to break the bloody stalemate between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Many thanks, NPR's Vicky O'Hara.